It's been quite a refreshing thing to look back and to see that God is faithful. I think sometimes life gets so busy we forget, and we get caught up in the dramas that come one after another, and we tend not to think too much that God is faithful, but He is. So it's been a good exercise for me to think back and to see how He has been faithful to us. I'd like to read to you from Lamentations 3:22-24. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait on Him. Sometimes I've felt quite close to being consumed. I've faced situations that have been beyond my capabilities, and I felt like I was going to go completely under. Yet we've come through, and more than that, we've proved God in each and every situation. I think right at the beginning, I would say my feelings were one of being overwhelmed, arriving at the school with just a week to settle in, and then having 26 girls descend on us and completely fill the dorm to capacity. I panicked. I retreated into my bedroom in tears. Thought, what am I doing here? It was just overwhelming, the whole situation. But I had to consciously remind myself that God is faithful, that He who calls, equips and enables. And I had to get up and go out and face the teeming millions. Not in my own strength, but in His. And I proved that He gave me a capacity to love these kids who I wondered whether I'd even learn their names, let alone care for them as individuals. He gave me a capacity to love that was far beyond what I'd ever known. So much so, He established us in those dorms caring for those kids that it was heartbreaking to leave in the end. God's not only been faithful to us, He's been faithful to our boys. We have three sons, and all of them did their schooling by correspondence from the Distance Ed in Brisbane. Now, while we believe this was the best opportunity for each one of them, it certainly had its trials and heartaches. Things getting lost in the mail, getting work back, marked work back, that you'd sent away 4 to 8 weeks ago, and you'd already moved on from there, so you wondered what on earth was relevant about these marks you got back. Chris answering Year 12 examination questions on media and only having the BBC World Service and the Time magazine as a point of reference. Sitting final exams in the middle of a little school in a bush in Africa, putting those precious papers into a very unreliable postal system and praying that they get back to Australia and get marked. Ryan's our youngest son, and he's finishing his high school training in Australia. But both Chris and Harley sat their final exams in Africa, and the Lord gave them their first choice in university when they returned to Australia. So He honoured their commitment and He honoured ours. Isaiah 43:2 says, when you walk through the fire, you'll not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Well, we had a fire at the school. One afternoon, just before the kids were due home from school, the gas fridge in the kitchen exploded and sent flames shooting up into the roof. In a matter of time, the whole house seemed to be ablaze. We evacuated the few kids who were home out and just watched these flames lick through our home. We started to fight the fire, which is a bit of a joke. My husband used to be a fireman. And here we were pouring buckets of water on this blaze. It was like spitting on it. It took hold, and we wondered how it would ever stop. We had people, local people passing by come in, and we realised we needed to evacuate the house, parents' flats and the dorms. Everything was being just carted out of the houses and put onto the ground. And it was wonderful to see people come in and help, and it was devastating to see them walk out the gate with your things. But because of the construction of the building, which we didn't know at the time, the fire stopped. The building itself arrested the fire because of the brickwork in it. and it stopped. It seemed to go forever. And then as we started to look around and see the damage that was done, it was very hard at that time to praise the Lord for what He'd saved when we saw how much we'd lost. Then we got on with cleaning up, pulling it down and rebuilding it. The end result was a lovely two-story building that was fully equipped and served our needs much better than what we'd ever had. Truly the Lord gave us beauty for ashes. But more than that, He poured into our souls a real balm of healing through the love and support of people from all around the world who'd heard about this fire in this little school in Africa. I guess goodbyes are the hardest things we've had to deal with. We do it quite a lot with people coming and going, and let me tell you, the more you say them, the worse you get at it. And we struggle with that, both of us. We've had our fair share. While living in Africa, both Peter and I lost a parent, and that was quite difficult because we were half a world away. But I was privileged to return home and spend some time with my mum before she died. And I was able to see the Lord do a real work in her life. He gave her peace and a real assurance that she was loved and cared for by Him. And then I was able to leave her in His hands. Pete didn't come home. He had to say his goodbye in a letter to his dad. But in both those situations, we were very aware of God's enabling and love to us through His people. I think the hardest goodbye I ever had was to my two boys when they returned home to Australia for university education. It was horrible. I disgraced myself at the airport, sobbing, and totally embarrassed them. Yet in the midst of all of that, we had a sense of rightness that this was in God's purpose and plan for each one of us, that He was being faithful to us as a family. Relationships are important. They're important to God. It's what it's all about. His desire is that we walk in relationship with Him. It's a day-to-day thing. Sometimes it's not easy. But we have a faithful God. His mercies, they're new every morning for each one of us. There have been so many things, so many struggles that we've been through. These struggles have shaped and changed us. And when we've allowed it, God's brought us into a new and deeper relationship with Himself, and a greater understanding of His purposes for us. Now we're home. For a furlough, before we take up a position with WEC International in Sydney. The thought of returning and re-establishing here for me was daunting. With our future being in Sydney and our past ties in Newcastle, we thought it was best for us as a family to relocate down there to Newcastle. God confirmed this in lots of ways, but one was through the sale of our house in Brisbane. When Russell Hockaday contacted us and asked, while we're still in Africa, he asked us, is there anything I can do to help you guys? We're at a fairly low point at that stage, and we said a little bit tongue-in-cheek, oh yeah, sell our house. I think he sensed a little bit of cynicism in the way we responded to him. So he challenged us to have faith. He put a house on the market and he listed it for more than what the real estate agent had suggested it should be listed for. It sold the next day. So God was telling us and just affirming us that this was right, this move was right for us as a family. We feel that God's still challenging us. And His greatest challenge is that we walk in humility with Him, in a day-to-day faith walk with Him. Let me conclude by reading Isaiah 41, verses 9 and 10. This is for me, but it might be for you too. I took you from the ends of the earth, from its farthest corners I called you. I said, you are my servant. I have chosen you and not rejected you. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.